This episode of Ticket Ripper Podcast is brought to you by two cats. You know what's better than one cat pissing all over your floor and then interrupting you when you're trying to do things like make a podcast? Two, apparently. Welcome back. If you're new here, welcome to the Ticket Ripper Podcast. My name, as always, has been Kamin, your humble host, the greatest host of all time, coming at you alive and well from somewhere in the Texas area. I'm not going to tell you why or where. I'm not going to tell you why I'm in the Texas area. somewhere in Texas. I'm not going to tell you where, because, I mean, I don't need thousands of fans showing up at my door. I just can't deal with the paparazzi. See, it's a joke because I'm nothing. we got real sad boy on that one, huh? It's all jokes, ladies and gentlemen. It's all jokes and in betweens. How you doing, baby? What's going on? You doing all right? It's been a minute since my last episode, so and I mean, normally I have like excuses like, oh, I was tired, I'm lazy, I you know, have ADHD, anything like that. But in reality, this time I was taking sort of like a conscious break. I haven't been feeling myself, and I haven't been feeling this, so I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make this a thing, which is also why I'm not doing a video podcast today, is because I feel like I have to get back into the rhythm of I have to get into the rhythm of doing this consistently rather than, you know, start adding things to it to complicate it. So let's just get into it, baby. First off, I do want to just point out I do have two cats now, which I thought was going to make one cat calm down. Turns out it just makes both cats be annoying at the same time. So if you hear noises, that's what it is. I'm fine. I'm not in danger for now. But yeah, you don't have to worry about me. Anyway, one thing I want to talk about is that in the last episode, I talked about how excited I was about the new Flash movie, which I am. I'm still excited about it. However, my good friend Gio pointed out to me that I forgot one crucial aspect of that whole thing that I forgot to talk about, which is that Ezra Miller is an absolute lunatic. Like, just insane. So if you're not familiar with what's been going on, essentially, like, there was a period of time, for like a couple weeks, where you would just get constant, you know, every week, you'd get a new headline about Ezra Miller. The first one I think was like, they were spitting on people outside of a restaurant in Hawaii or something like that. And then the next thing you know, there's a headline about them breaking into somebody's house and stealing their purse. I think there was an assault in that case as well. I'm not entirely sure. But then after that, that's where it gets weird, is apparently there was a minor that they were hanging out with. And obviously, when you say the word minor, it implies that this person has parents. And so apparently Ezra Miller was hanging out with this minor, and they just decided not to return them. So obviously the parents are going to freak out. They're going to call the police, all this kind of stuff. Next thing you know, Ezra Miller is like on the lam from the law because they abducted a child. So let me just take, you know, give a little summary, little footnotes. We went from spitting on people, breaking into people's house, which that's an actual crime. That's a real crime. That's like you do the time crime. And then we go from that into child abduction. One week you're spitting on people outside of a restaurant just trying to have a meal. The next you're an Amber Alert. I'm sorry, dude. I fail to see the point where we got off. Like, you're an actor. You're successful. You're in franchises. And yet, your life wasn't fulfilled to the point that you just looked around and was like, you know what I need? A child. I need a 14-year-old kid right here with me. Ugh. Weird. Okay? And like and then apparently I heard something about like them bribing the parents to like tell them like, oh, like here's this amount of money. Just be cool with your kid hanging out with me. Just like call all this off. And I think the studio knew that this was going on, and yet the minor was with him when they were filming, when they were making The Flash. Like, what's going on? Hey, all you parents out there, I just want you to know, Warner Bros. Doesn't care about your kids. Warner Bros. Does not care about your kids. Hey, man, what are you going to do? Flash takes your kid? I mean, what are you going to do about it, huh? It is what it is. Crazy world, isn't it? Insane. Like, I don't get it, man. So, yeah. That was one important detail I forgot to bring up when I talked about The Flash, is that not only is there one Ezra Miller in this movie, there are multiple Ezra Millers in this movie. And my thing, and to my insane surprise, and this was one of the weirder things when they released the trailer for it, the first thing I thought was, oh my God, they're going to make people pay for this movie. When your lead actor does something like that, you can't charge for that. You have a platform where you release movies for free. That's the way you do it. You can't charge for that movie. Because now if you go, now like we know you're paying Ezra Miller, which I mean you are regardless, but like now you're asking me to help you pay Ezra Miller. You can't, like, put it on the subscription. So that way I'm at least not paying him, like, oh, I'm paying them in the tickets, you know? Ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous. Ezra Miller, I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't know why you're doing it. But let the child go. I don't know if it's still going on. It's a terrible, terrible situation, dude. Insane. Insane. And I completely forgot to bring that up last time. But yeah. Ezra Miller, man. Crazy, crazy stuff. Movie looks good, though. Movie looks good. But yeah, I don't know how... Warner Brothers, they just don't care about your kids. Warner Bros. Doesn't care about your kids. Your kids to them are bags of money. Jingling around, just wandering the earth. Waiting to be, you know, waiting for somebody to just... Like... Just like... Extract that money from them. We are nothing... Man, dude, we're getting... Crazy conspiracy. We are nothing but money bags to these people. It's true, though. It's true, though. Did you know that back in the day, actually, TikTok, like, has a user experience for kids under a certain age. I think it's an under 13 experience where they don't get ads because we feel weird about advertising to children. Honey, explain Go-Gurt to me. Explain Go-Gurt to me then, Nickelodeon. Dude, I only eat Chips Ahoy when I go get chocolate chip cookies. I only get Chips Ahoy because of advertising and how long I've been advertised Chips Ahoy. When Cookie Crisps came out, I ate Cookie Crisps. I loved them. I went to the store and got those Oreos, which are like Cheerios but with Oreo flavor. Because I got ads for them. Dude, I love to believe that I am not one of these, like, I'm not one of these people who is easily manipulated by advertisements and marketing. However, every once in a while, something comes across my, like, timeline. And I'm just like, oh my God. They've got me pegged, dude. They nailed me. There's this product that Instagram and Facebook are now advertising to me. And this is not like an ad. Because I why would they give me, hey, we noticed you got 7 viewers. Would you like ad revenue? Would you like to be sponsored? Is this product called Crunch Cup? And it is a very dumb concept. I will out front just start with that. But what it is, ooh, I'm hearing hissing. What it is essentially it's a big like tumbler. And there's 2 chambers inside of it. One of them is full of cereal and one of them is full of milk. And it's like one big cup that you carry. But they don't mix the cereal and the milk. That mixes when you tip it over into your mouth. It mixes the cereal and the milk so that it's never soggy. And, you know, obviously this is designed for people on the go. But when I saw it, my heart skipped a beat. I was like, oh my God. And honestly, I don't know why I would ever spend $20 on a cup. But I think I'm going to, because I want the Crunch Cup so bad. I don't even eat cereal like that, but I'm gonna, dude. I'm going to. So yeah, I get advertised pretty hard. I don't even know how we got here. Something about TikTok. Something about children. Oh, we're money bags. That's how I got here. Yeah, they're squeezing every dime they can out of these kids. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. They're gonna release that Flash movie and make millions on it. I don't know if I'm gonna go see it in theaters, man. I don't know if I can. Like, you abducted a child. You abducted a child. I don't know if I can do that. Just my conscience. There's a reason I still haven't seen The Pianist. There's a reason I haven't seen Rosemary Baby. Oh, I have seen The Pianist. It's one of the greatest movies of all time, but I'm not gonna watch that anymore until he dies. You just, my conscience, man. You're not going to get my residuals. But yeah, so that's enough about Ezra Miller, and about the future of our children. Which, by the way, if you're wondering what the future of our children is, it is simply this: they will consume and produce, and then they will consume what they produce. You ever realize that people go to work and make things just for other people to eat those things? I don't even like cooking. There's a weird thing about my brain where I don't like cooking because I'm like, oh, I'm going to spend all this time making this thing. And then my wife's just going to hawk it down. My wife's just going to chomp it up. What's the point? It lasts like 30 minutes. Which is a really unhealthy way to think, because then I just like, I don't know, I just end up not cooking, which is very financially unwise. It's a terrible, terrible lifestyle. You know how many Costco pizzas they'll let you order a week? As many as you can carry, baby. We're going to be talking about the title of this one is Your Fave Batmans Suck, because they do. I talk a lot about DC, and I talk a lot of, I mean, DC's, for some reason, their front man is Batman. You always got to start with the rich poor or the rich orphans. So the shortly after the Flash trailer released, I realized I had never seen any of the old Batmans. So like, even although the Keaton thing really kind of just like excited me a little bit, I realized, oh, like, I haven't seen Keaton's Batman, which is, some people just gasped, some people just freaked out. And the reason I haven't seen it is because I'm not 45 years old. Oh, dude, the reason I haven't seen it is because I wasn't in the middle school in the 80s. Oh! You're old. You're old. Where was I? So, yeah, I just never got around to watching them. My dad never really, like, pushed them on me. And then, like, when I watched them, I very quickly found out why. The old Batman movies, and I'm talking about the Keaton, the George Clooney one, and the Val Kilmer movie. All three of those Batmans, I think it was like five Batman movies altogether. No, it was one, two. Keaton was in two. Clooney was in one, and then Kilmer was another. But let me just say this: my father, who is a pastor. My father not letting me watch those movies or not really like showing them to me makes a lot of sense because they are the horniest superhero movies I have ever seen in my life. And keep in mind, I exist in a planet where Marvel actually went with the Hulk / Black Widow like combo, you know, and yet still not the horniest movies on the planet. Still, like, when I was watching these movies, it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable how horny that Batman is. I don't know how you guys watched that. It's uncomfortable at times. For the first one was the most tame. But every single one, for some reason, this is back in the day when every time Batman, you know, oh, what's Batman's biggest struggle? Obviously it's, keeping his private life and his, you know, real life separate. But every once in a while, Batman's got a bone. So the first one was tame. I think the chick was Chase or something like that. But every single Batman movie had to have, a romantic figure, essentially. The first one was Chase, or not Chase. I don't even remember her name. That's how, like, basically it was just some chick, and she was dating Bruce Wayne, and bada bing. And she found out that Bruce Wayne was Batman. Easy peasy. Not too bad. That one was probably the most tame one. Hi, Sochi. Oh my god, you're so sweet. I love you so much. That one was the most tame one. The second one got a little weirder because of, I think the second one was the one with not the Riddler, with the Penguin. And Penguin was a dog, dude. I don't know who told him to be like that, but it was uncomfy. There are multiple references to him having intercourse with women or wanting to, and I'm going to tell you right now, like, I don't know what a guy like that is into, but it has to be rough. It has to be uncomfortable and it has to be not fun for the woman. So it's gross because he's weird like that, dude. He's like, I don't know, man. It, like, the way he talks and about women, it's just uncomfy. I think that's also the one that what was her name? Pfeiffer was in. Let me see. I gotta look this up because I don't know. Batman. Sorry, I should have done my research beforehand. I only watched the movies. Oh, by the way, I do want to say I never watched the movies, so I never got really the Jack Nicholson experience with the Joker. Very good job. I see why people like the Joker, Jack Nicholson's version. It's very different. I didn't expect him to be as sadistic as he actually was in that movie. I really enjoyed that. He had this, like, it was, like, lighthearted, but he was also undoubtedly a villain. It wasn't, like, he wasn't too jokey. It was, like, he was too jokey, but to be that jokey and then whip out a chick whose face you burned off with acid, That's insane. And that really, that I didn't know that it was going to be like that in this one. I was expecting a way more toned down version of the Joker. So that was cool. I do like Jack Nicholson in that movie. Let's see. 1989 was Batman, which was the one that I was talking about. 1992 is the next one. 1992, yep, Batman Returns, which is Penguin and Catwoman. Pfeiffer did a very good job. I think her name is Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer did a very good job. I liked it a lot. Pfeiffer was probably the horniest part of this movie, I would say. It was absolutely ridiculous. And obviously, like, she was, you know, I believe the main, like, interest or the main, like, love interest in this movie. Because she was, you know, also just like a normal person on the outside as well. Christopher Walken, unexpected. Didn't know that he was in this one. I think that was it. That was the horniest, probably one of the hornier ones. You would probably think this would be the horniest Batman movie. Let me tell you right now, it's not. Catwoman is just like that. You know, that's her thing. Like, she's always got this, like, you know, kind of like vixen-y vibe. She's always got that, like, I guess, you know, back in the day when they were making the character Catwoman, people thought that cats were sexual, when in reality they're just loosey-goosey, you know? They're just jiggly with their bodies, you know? No. By far, not the horniest Batman movie. Because then we get 19... Okay, so we're in 92. Then we go into the next one, which was the George Clooney one, if I'm correct. Nope, it was 95 with Val Kilmer. This one right here, I am going to tell you guys straight up, undoubtedly, hands down, the horniest superhero movie I have ever seen in my entire life. In a world where Tony Stark exists, in a world where we got Wanda and Vision, in a world where we got the Bruce and the in a world where the next movie, the George Clooney one, shows, I think this one started it first, but in a world where the next one not only goes so far to continue the bat nipples and the bat butt. Because in there, they just, like, I think it was in Batman Forever and in Batman and Robin, they do these, like, sequences where they like, it's like a suit-up sequence, but for some reason we have to see the nipple, which is a rubber suit, mind you, but we have to see the rubber nipple, and then for some reason they have to show Batman's buttocks. Batman's whole rear is just filling up my entire screen. It's not like a wide zoom either. It is fully zoomed in. Just two cheeks across my entire screen. And you think, like, when you first see it, you're like, wow, that was a little ambitious, you know? And you think it can't get worse. In 1997, Batman and Robin introduced Batgirl. What's her name? Oh man, I'm so disrespectful. Batman and Robin introduced Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, and they do the suit up sequence. Obviously they can't have nipples on this one because it's a chick and girl nipples on a rubber suit. However, that didn't stop them when it came to the rear. when they were making this movie, they were like, how far are we going to take this? And they're like, well, we can't show the nipples because you can't show nipples on the PG-13 movie. Come on, guys. Don't be so gross. But then they were like, yo, but how about them cheeks, though, baby? Oh, my God, dude. Next thing you know, I'm looking. Dude, I looked around the room to make sure my wife wasn't looking at the screen because there was just all of a sudden Alicia Silverstone's hindquarters across my full fit in 55 inch, almost like an IMAX. Dude, it's not an IMAX theater at 55 inches, but when there's a butt on it, it might as well be. Like, it's just, if anybody would have looked at my screen at that moment, they'd have been like, wow, pervert. It is the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen any movie do to a woman. That's probably not correct, but it was enough to shock me when I was when they were doing the like sequence of the suit up sequence and she had like the belt and everything. I was like, there's no way they show her just cheeks on here. Sure enough, bat cheeks right across the screen. Insane. In a world where they did that, Batman still wasn't the horniest Batman movie. Batman Forever, starring Val Kilmer as Batman, Tommy Lee Jones as Harvey Dent, and Jim Carrey as the Riddler. That movie is the horniest superhero movie on the face of the earth because of one human being, and that is Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman brought the same basically vibe of Moulin Rouge when she's in that elephant tower thing. It's that, but for Batman now. She is just obsessed with Batman. And her and Bruce are dating on the side. Obsessed with Batman. And there is a scene where, like, because Batman obviously is Bruce Wayne. It's kind of like a two-person thing. And Nicole Kidman, who is Chase. Okay, so this is Chase. Nicole Kidman's character wants to just... She wants to spawn with this dude, okay? She wants to make things with this guy. We're talking like R&B type love, you know? But Val Kilmer, like, you can't be Batman and have that relationship. So Val Kilmer, he goes as Batman in the bat suit because he's like, I think Alfred tells him, like, you got to find out which one she likes more, you know, Bruce or Batman, because he can't sustain a relationship with Batman, all that kind of stuff. So he goes in the bat suit to her bedroom because she invited him, and she's ready to go. She's lingerie'd up. Like, I don't even think she was lingerie'd up. She was like nude, only sheets covering her, goes up and kisses Batman, and they're making out. And the only thing I can think of is, yo, Bruce, you have to maintain your secret identity because in order to protect her, you cannot remove the cowl, which means one thing and one thing only. Batman, in order to make the lovemaking, was about to get down and dirty. He was about to get down with the sickness with Chase Meridian wearing the bat face, wearing the bat mask the whole time. Because you gotta get down and dirty, you gotta take off the rest of the suit. It's a rubber suit, it all comes off as one piece. My boy was about to do that with the cowl on. So just full nude, but then the Batman mask on, which is insane. Fortunately, we didn't get to that point, but that was his plan. We didn't get to that point because she decided, oh, wait, actually, I love Bruce Wayne. And she doesn't know that they're the same person, but he gets really happy and he's like, I understand. He turns around, makes the dumbest. If you haven't seen this movie, you have to watch this. I can't explain it in words. He makes the... It looked like a meme. I think it is a meme, but I thought they had edited his face. He puts on the dumbest, cheesing smile on the face of the earth, man. I was cackling. I could not stop laughing because of that face. I thought it was a joke, dude. These movies absolutely like rocked my world. I do not understand what I watched, but each one made me more uncomfortable than the last. The last one, the George Clooney one, was terrible. Absolutely horrendous movie. I don't understand how you people got away with that. Ridiculous. The Batman Forever one was pretty bad too. I'm not going to say any of these were great movies. I don't like that Robin has like a stud earring. Very strange that you gave him so much freaking riz, dude. I don't know. There's this weird vibe in these Batman movies where, like, you get this feeling of, like, when they're fighting, there's, like, lights and everything. They just happen to be fighting in, like, this perfectly staged location. So it everything look like, oh, we're in a warehouse. And the warehouse is, like, lit with, like, concert lights and, like, smoke and, like, lasers. And I'm like, why is the warehouse, like, bumping like a club like that? And I think they just wanted to keep the frame interesting, which ends up making it feel ridiculous. It literally, I think there was even one scene with Mr. Freeze in the last one where they were, like, ice skating. They were like, oh, thank God we prepared for this moment specifically. And they just look at their boots and their boots pull up ice blade or skating blades, which is an absolutely ridiculous thing to think about. Sometimes Batman pulls out tools where I'm like, no way you were this prepared for this. So yeah. I like that they kept Alfred the same through all of them. And then Alfred just kind of had to, like, deal with the fact that there was a new guy every single time. I think Keaton was the best one. Kilmer looked really good in the suit. I did enjoy Kilmer as a Batman. I think that when it came to the suit wise, I think Kilmer looked the best in the suit, but I think Keaton played it best. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see how he does in the new ones. You know, bringing back that role, because that's always got to be tough for people. Bringing back that role and trying to tap into that character again. But I think he can do it. Keaton's a good one. But yeah, man. My package got stolen from Amazon. So pray for me that I get my package back. Amazon, because they're morons, this is me calling out Amazon, they put my package in front of my neighbor's door. And my neighbor took it inside of their house, and now they won't answer their door. For, like, $10. And that's the part that makes me so much, like, more mad, is, like, it's $10, and it's a tiny little food bowl for my cat because she throws up because she eats too much. She's just, like, fully opens her mouth wide like an anaconda and fills as much food as she can in one bite and then throws it up like an hour later. So to counteract that, I got her a food bowl, a little puzzle bowl, and then my neighbor just took it. My neighbor just won't give it to me. They, like, I don't know about you, but if I see a package that I didn't order and then I see not my apartment number on it, I take that to the person whose apartment number it is because I'm a good person. So I don't know what they're doing, but I hate them. I'm going to go knock on their door like 20 more times. Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. I'm trying to keep these nice and short and sweet. Your Batman movies suck, okay? Like, the Christian Bale Batman movies are way better. And widowy, you can get a wife. You can get a life. Like, if you literally think that the Michael Keaton Batman was better than the Christian Bale, literally go to hell. So yeah. See you later. Follow us at Ticket Ripper Pod. You know, tweet me. You know, talk to me about any movie you want me to talk about next. I did record an episode with one of my buddies, Gio, and we talked about, I think, this stuff, or we talked about Megan, there was a lot of issues with it. It's a lot of work, and I don't really have the passion for that right now, you know? Anyway, see you later. Bye. Oh, man, I forgot to hit the record button. Oh, and it's the wrong button again. Dude, how many times have I done this? What episode is this? Like 57? And I still don't know how to stop the podcast. See you guys. I figured out the button. I'm hovering over the right one now. Bye.